This Marketplace podcast is supported by OutSystems, the application platform that enables every company to innovate through software. OutSystems accelerates the development of business-critical cloud applications. Build the difference with OutSystems. For more information, visit outsystems.com/action.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by CyberReason. Cybersecurity defenders don't fear ransomware. They end it. With CyberReason, defenders detect and stop ransomware that even others miss, a promise backed by their $1 million breach warranty. At CyberReason, they don't fear ransomware, they end it. Learn more at cyberreason.com.
We will lead with data pointing to structural racism in software that guides who gets home loans in America. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Lenders are more likely to deny mortgages to people of color than to white people with comparable financial profiles. According to a report being released this morning by the investigative news outlet The Markup, the team there analyzed about 2 million conventional mortgage applications from 2019. These are separate from the ones subsidized by the government for people with lower credit scores. This new analysis finds that nationwide, lenders were 40% more likely to reject Latinx applicants and 80% more likely to reject black applicants. A key suspect here, bias built into the algorithms, the software used to guide the loan approval process. I spoke to Emmanuel Martinez, data reporter at The Markup, who worked on this story, along with his colleague Lauren Kirshner.
I found that people of color are more likely to be denied than their white counterparts, even when they look financially the same. And those include factors that the lending industry said would explain them away. So for context, David, I've been looking at this topic for the last 4 years. I've been working with this data extensively. And the first time around I published this analysis, found the same thing. Lenders told me that they weren't denying people of color because of their race. They were denying them because of things like debt-to-income ratio, combined loan-to-value ratio. And now with this analysis, I have those two ratios, and I still find that people of color are denied at higher rates, even when including those two important financial characteristics.
Now, I saw, and you cited the American Bankers Association. They said the data that you could get still had limitations, and they don't believe you've made the case that the system discriminates.
Right. Their updated statement is that it's still about credit score and credit histories. But when the CFPB, when the government looked at that particular metric, they found that when they hold credit score constant, people of color still are denied at higher rates than their white counterparts.
Mm. I mean, you've been studying this for years now. What's your sense of what is causing this? Is this loan officers who are personally biased? Is it something else? Is it many factors?
It's many factors. There's still certainly a human element to all of this, but more and more it's becoming more algorithmic driven. Loan officers collect all the financial characteristics of a prospective borrower and then input that into an algorithm.
Now, some critics of the system think this is a structural racism device. How you engineer and how you implement the algorithms can exacerbate longstanding inequities.
Exactly. And so they're saying we should consider more nuanced perspectives. For example, if someone can make their rent and be a consistent on-time rent payer, wouldn't that also signal that that person is probably going to pay back their mortgage? But rent payments isn't something that a lot of these algorithms have considered in the past. Up until recently, once we started reporting on this aspect, Fannie announced that they are starting to consider rent payment histories as part of their decision-making process. That is starting next month in September. And so that is kind of the nuanced conversation that we should consider more variables that are more fair to people.
Emmanuel Martinez and Lauren Kirshner were reporters for the investigative news organization The Markup that did this analysis. Mr. Martinez, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, the effect noted by his reporting varied by region. Black applicants were 150% more likely to be denied loans in Chicago versus comparable white applicants. In Waco, Texas, Latinx applicants were 200% more likely to get a no from the lender. More of our conversation is streamable from marketplace.org, where we talk about some of the secrecy that surrounds how credit is assessed. The industry says it's to stop borrowers from gaming the system. online links to the markups analysis entitled The Secret Bias Hidden in Mortgage Approval Algorithms are due shortly. Let's do the numbers. Yeah, not much jumping around for U.S. stock index futures. Dow future up 4 points. The S&P future is little changed. U.S. interest rates are a bit up this morning and higher than last week, 1.33% for the benchmark 10-year rate.
Hey, it's Jed Kim here, host of the kids' podcast, Million Bazillion. You've heard my voice on here before, telling you about all the awesome questions about money we're answering for kids. Well, guess what? We've just wrapped our second season, which means we've got 14 episodes ready for you and your kids to binge right now. Perfect timing, because you're probably running out of other stuff to do, am I right? Sit back as we teach your kid how to negotiate. And we answer, what is the stock market? Which, of course, means you parents will also finally learn the answer to that one. Plus, find out why prices end in 99 cents. It's mind-blowing. Million Bazillion. Two seasons out now on your favorite podcast listening app.
1.3% on the 10-year bond, by the way. Now, soon after taking office, President Biden signed an executive order to suspend new oil and gas leasing and drilling permits on federal land with an eye on curbing climate change, among other things. So why then is the administration now about to auction off new leases? Let's bring in Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Well, David, the short answer to that question is a federal judge is forcing the administration to do it. More than a dozen states took the administration to court after Biden's executive order pausing the federal oil and gas leasing program. The states say the president's action violated a law that requires quarterly lease sales. So a couple of months ago, a federal judge in Louisiana ruled that there was no rational explanation given for canceling the lease sales. He issued a preliminary injunction ordering the federal government to resume the program both on land and offshore. The Interior Department said it would comply, but the lease sales haven't been back yet up to this point. The states went back to court to force the agency to comply. Now, finally, the department is saying that, yes, the lease sales will finally resume this fall.
The pause for the lease program back in January was about wanting a review of its climate change impact. What happened to that?
Yeah, the Interior Department says that's ongoing and that it will also assess what changes need to be made to the leasing program to meet the president's targets for cutting greenhouse gas emissions by half by 2030. And I should note the oil industry is accusing the administration of slow walking the resumption of lease auctions. The administration certainly is maybe trying to buy some time because it has appealed the judge's injunction. It appealed that last week, and it will take time to resolve the case through the courts, David.
All right. That's Marketplace's Nova Safo. Thank you very much. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
Hi, I'm Molly Wood, host of Marketplace Tech, a show that helps you understand the digital economy. How will more of the country get access to better internet? What new jobs will artificial intelligence create or destroy? And what tools will help us survive our already changing climate? We tell the stories behind the technology in our lives. And every weekday, our podcast brings you insight you won't hear on the radio. Check out Marketplace Tech wherever you get your podcasts.